This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Still rocking and rolling right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Tapped into the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham, sitting in for Grant and Danny here on the 4th of July. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. We'll have a couple of guests stop by the program before we get out of here. About 1 hour from now, the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, going to join us as we talk all things burgundy and gold leading up to that 5 o'clock hour, including, and it's going to be very, very interesting to see how much I can pull out of Doc in terms of his expectations for next year for the old Washington Commanders. One thing that I know he's not down to talk about, based off of a segment I heard him doing on another show, not down to talk about uniform gate. And I know it's a big hot-button topic out there amongst the fans. There is an alternate uniform that is going to release on July the 9th, and people are speculating online about what it's going to be. And I was actually listening to Toby and Denton this morning. They were, you know, doing their, I guess, Mount Rushmore of DC sports uniforms. I'll be real. This town doesn't have a lot of good uniforms. If I'm being honest, like, some of the best uniforms that exist to me and that I've seen across my lifespan come from the Wizards.
Pull up my tweet right now. I want to see if you agree with what I said.
Because your tweet, Ben, I would say, was pretty accurate. I agree with some of your choices. You chose that white Wizards uniform.
Yes.
I think it's the Stars and Stripes
yes,
uniform.
Yes, bro, that one is so clean.
I remember wearing it on 2K. And that's when the Wizards were at their peak in that video game.
There's a nostalgia factor to
there's
it for
definitely,
me.
But for sure, because of John Wall.
It's clean, though. Like, that's a fire fit.
It is. It looks good. It's their Stars and Stripes uniform that they wore. I think this was like the 2017 season.
Yep.
When we saw that being worn. They had these black uniforms during that same year. I think it was their City Edition jerseys. I was a big fan of that as well. Obviously, the old-fashioned Washington Redskins jersey and uniform is always going to get people super excited and geeked up. My favorite DC sports uniform, I'll be real, and this is maybe recency bias. You guys probably aren't going to believe me. Dog, the black Commanders uniform is the hardest thing we have here in this city. I can firmly say that in my heart of hearts. The black Commanders uniform is the best uniform that exists right now amongst the four major teams here. I don't even think it's close.
I like the uniform. I don't really like the helmet. And if you put the helmet as not part of the equation here, I do enjoy the black uniform. I think it's way better. The white one they have right now is trash.
That's the worst. We look like the Cardinals.
The white one is awful. The burgundy one, it's not really the right kind of burgundy. Like
exactly.
for me, I don't really like it that much, but I can tolerate it.
I can't
deal with the white one though.
And I've been me and Doc have been on the same page with this. I normally don't really care about what they wear or what the name is or where they play at. I just want to see them win. I dealt with so much losing throughout my childhood that, like, all that other stuff don't matter to me. Let me watch my team win games first before I cry and complain about where they're going to play or what they're wearing. But as far as the current uniforms, Ron Rivera and Jason Wright and everybody that was a part of the rebrand gets a lot of crap, deservedly so. The uniforms are bad in terms of, like, how far they are from what we were accustomed to. Like, their inability to get the same shade of burgundy from the previous uniform is, like, embarrassing. Their inability to make themselves their inability, I guess, to resonate and pay homage to the past, I thought, was really lacking. And I thought that would be a big part of the original rebrand of the Commanders uniform. And we've been let down pretty much ever since.
It's hilarious, though, because when they retired the old nickname and they went to the temporary Washington football team, those uniforms were just the same as the old one.
Exactly.
Why did they just not do that for the Commanders? Like, because, I don't understand.
Don't get me started. Because I don't even like talking about this. It genuinely gets me frustrated.
It's just the dumbest thing.
It was the easiest solution ever. Their whole rollout, it was the worst rollout you will ever see.
2-2-22. That's Danny's favorite day of all time is 2-2-22.
I mean, good Lord. Good Lord. I'll never forget, man. I was working B. Mitch and Finley that day. And, you know, we were having to cut up all the audio of what was happening, and all that garbage. Like, it was all just super tedious. And then they unveiled it. First of all, Dan Snyder wearing those oversized ass Tims. He was wearing Tims and, like, khakis.
And
to a rebrand, to a jersey reveal.
And Linnell, like, they had this whole spectacle of how they wanted to unveil it. But they put all the damn sidewall up in the stadium, so they revealed it from an aerial view. Like, why did they do that?
Shout out to, I guess that was Chopper 4.
Like, it's all a culmination of how stupid that ownership group was. Because, like, they couldn't even do very simple things right. How are they supposed to build an organization that won football games? Aren't you happy we're not dealing with that
really
anymore?
Am.
Like, we're talking about new uniforms, but this is a positive thing to speak about. We're not talking about idiocy.
Right. Our guy Sean Neutron tweets at me, says, to me, the top DMV uni is the Nats' gray cherry blossom one. Best logo is Washington's yellow W. What a hot take. Most people hate that W. The taco holder is what a lot of people called it.
The taco holder?
That's what it looks like to
some people. I've never heard that. That's funny, actually.
So we mentioned that it was Chopper 4 that unveiled the, I think it was the team store, Ben, where the new logo and the new name was up. Speaking of NBC4, our pal JP Finley just texted me and said, I was in reference to what we were talking about last segment, fun size Kit Kats is what he says would be his competitive eating food. What would be your competitive eating food? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I texted JP back and said, brother, first of all, congratulations to JP. If y'all aren't hit, my guy, continuing just to be the standard for DMV sports, sportscaster of the year via the National Sports Media Association. Got honored with that out in Greensboro last week, so shout out to our guy for that. Just continuing to knock down barriers, man, and show why he's one of the best in the biz. But his candy take, as good as his sports takes are, as excellent as he is on air with a microphone in front of him, terrible candy take, JP.
I disagree with you.
Terrible. Both of you. Of course. Of course you disagree.
Why don't you like Kit Kats?
It's because he went to BCC and you went to Quince Orchard. You all, your
my
brains
gosh,
are fried.
Oh, shut it with that. I'm so done with the slander to me because of where I went to high school.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Just because we beat the hell out of you all the time on the football field doesn't mean you have to have any personal opinion garnered toward me.
You know what? That's fair. And because
I didn't play.
I still have welts on my ass from the whippings I received from QO. Honest to God. But no, we want to take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. What would be your competitive eating food? In honor of Joey Chestnut making his return today, it was 70.5 hot dogs he downed earlier, winning his 17th Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. Dude, he beat the field by 15 dogs The second place person had 45 hot dogs consumed. He finished with 70 and a half. First of all, how the hell do you consume a half a hot dog? First and foremost.
It's when the timer ends. I guess he had only finished half.
It's nasty, dude. I don't know how you sit here and watch this thing. If you're somebody up there getting front row seats and putting yourself at risk of like being in the path of a projectile vomit, like you're crazy. Real quick, now that we're on hot dogs and we're going all around the world here because it is 4th of July and, you know, we'll keep it light here. How are you dressing your glizzy? There is only one way to me to dress a hot dog. There is an A-tier way to dress a hot dog. It's ketchup. This is if I had every spread available to me. Every spread available to me, every condiment available to me. This is how I do it. It's ketchup. Actually, I may have a hot dog tonight. It's ketchup. It's mustard. It's grilled onions. And then if I'm really feeling nasty and freaky, I may throw some chili cheese and chili on there, period.
Well, I think if you're doing the chili and cheese, you take the ketchup and mustard out of the equation.
Oh, see, that's where you sleep. That is where you are having sleep paralysis. There's no way. Just because is it too wet of a glizzy for you?
No, am I sleeping on the combo of ketchup with chili?
I think, well, so it's not like I'm dousing it in ketchup.
Because I love a chili dog. That's my preferred way to eat a hot dog. Like if I get any choice of hot dog, I would take a chili cheese dog all day. For me, if I'm just having a hot dog straight up, I'll go just ketchup and mustard and maybe sometimes a little bit of relish.
So for me, my base is ketchup and mustard, and then I'm going chili, cheese, grilled onions on top. That's how I'm dressing my hot dog. It's only one way to do it, I feel like. Only one way to do it. 1-800-636-1067. What would be my competitive eating food? I'm not going to go with a candy like JP did because I probably end up getting sick. I could do some things to some wings, boy. I'm telling you. I can, especially if we're talking like party wings. I think chicken wings would probably be my thing.
Have you seen the all-you-can-eat wings they got going on at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, me and Chris Russell participated in that a couple of different times last year. So they brought this promotion back. Buffalo Wild Wings has a all-you-can-eat. Right now, it's all-you-can-eat appetizers, I believe, at Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's boneless ones only, right?
So
or is it traditional, too?
So they've changed it. That's still going on. It's traditional all-you-can-eat wings, and then there's boneless all-you-can-eat wings. Traditional costs a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, those are real wings.
They are.
And traditional is not. Boneless is not. Yeah, those are nuggets.
Have you heard your pal Grant Paulson's take on boneless wings? He is the boneless wing connoisseur.
I mean, they're good. I'm not saying just because
sauce chicken nuggets.
Yeah, just because they're sauce chicken nuggets does not mean they're really good.
It's a very good point. But Buffalo Wild Wings has you can do the all you can eat wing special right now. And then they've got all you can eat appetizers. I think it's like potato wedges, onion rings, chips and queso, mozzarella sticks. I can't believe I just referred to them as mozzarella sticks. I call them mozzie sticks only, but that's what's going on right now at B-Dubs. For me, like, wings would be my one seed of, like, competitive eating foods. The other thing that I honestly didn't realize until I started working at the Fan how much I loved, I could down and – if I have, like, milk or, like, water or some type of beverage, how many Uncrustables can you eat in a minute?
Well, I mean, those are light, too.
And they're light, but, like, after there's only so much peanut butter, I think, that one person can consume.
Yeah, well, it's so dry.
That's why you got to have the bev next to you. If you can give me enough drink to where I'm not getting cotton mouth and things of that nature, I think a Smucker's Uncrustable would be my two seed behind, like, Party Buffalo Wings.
I'm pretty sure there are an Uncrustable contest. I mean, I'm going to look it up for you right now, but I think I have seen
there
that
has
before.
To be. There has to be. The one thing that we were talking about, Badlands Chugs earlier, the guy that does the competitive drinking. He, like, has this glass boot that he drinks out of. It's the wildest thing ever. I don't know if I could do that. I really don't. Like, I think it's easier to choke drinking than it is eating. And someone out there is probably going to tell me why that's such a stupid statement. But it's just how I feel about it. 1-800-636-1067. We'll get back to sports coming up on the other side of the break. I want to get into the NBA and free agency a little bit more. I'll give you some of my biggest winners from NBA free agency. We'll also talk about a Wizards rumor that's out there spinning in the ether. Remember the report that I had leading up to the draft? The report I had leading up to the draft was that the Wizards were more than confident in the assets they had within their organization to trade up if they wanted a guy like an Ace Bailey or name your player that would have dropped. The Wizards felt like they had the ammo to go get it. The current name that the Wizards are being linked to, I don't know how much it will cost to acquire that player, but I do think it's worth taking a flyer on. We'll get to that on the other side of the break. But first, let's go to my guy Jake in Bristow, wants to chime in. Jake, what would be your competitive eating food, my friend?
I'm definitely with you on the chicken wings, but I would like to see like hard-boiled eggs, like that sumo wrestler guy from The Replacement. Remember, he was eating hard-boiled eggs right before the game, and I just want to see them all puke after the contest when it's done. Thanks for taking my call.
Jake, I appreciate you. Don't just make sure you're not around anybody doing that, because are you kidding? I'll tell you what would happen if I competitively ate boiled eggs. You probably couldn't get me to get on the air. I probably wouldn't be able to sit down long enough to hold an entire segment. Oof.
Wait.
I can smell it. Like, that's the craziest thing.
I got a couple options here. One of them is less realistic for there to be a contest. I'm sure it exists, but this would just be something I think would be really easy, and a lot of people would probably agree with me, is French fries. I don't know how you measure, like, a unit of how many French fries you're eating. I guess you just take a whole, like, big-ass tray of it.
How many large fries from McDonald's could you throw back?
Like, me personally, if I'm really hungry, I gotta think. I just feel like every time I get McDonald's fries, I always feel like I'm leaving some on the table here. Like, I need some more. Like, I feel like I could eat, like, five large fries from McDonald's, like, easily. I feel like that would be slight work. Another thing that I know there are contests for, and I would love to participate in one day, not actually, but it would be my preferred contest to be in, is any form of tacos.
Tacos. That's it. See, that's another good one. A handheld food.
Yeah. Tacos or gyros, like Greek gyro or something like that. Like, anything like kind of handheld like that would be like my preferred thing. Wings is obviously a good choice, you know, but just to mix it up a little bit.
I've got a new one seed. You know how I am with my wraps that I make. I'm like a wrap connoisseur.
Okay.
I put tuna in wraps. I put chicken in wraps. I put wraps in wraps if I was able to. Get me in a wrap eating contest. Get me in like a crispy ranch snack wrap eating contest.
Ooh.
Well, wait.
The snack wrap's coming back in McDonald's.
I was about to say, it's coming. It is coming back. It should be here in about 2 weeks. But get me in a crispy ranch snack wrap eating contest. Like, that would be, if wings are my one seed, put Uncrustables on the back burner. The snack wrap would be my two seed. Not even close. Or maybe, this is going to sound crazy, because now I'm like giving you insight as to what my favorite foods are. I love me some broccoli. I may be able to competitively eat broccoli. 100%.
You'll get too full. It's a vegetable.
Are you trying to say that vegetables are filling? Is that what America wants us to believe?
They are, bro.
Yeah, tell it to the judge. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Rick Doc Walker going to join us coming up top of the 5 o'clock hour. We'll also hear from our guy Gary Washburn, a longtime NBA insider and reporter for the Boston Globe. We'll get his thoughts on what has gone down in NBA free agency thus far. When we come back, though, the Washington Wizards have been linked to a certain player via the trade market. Should they go out and acquire Jonathan Kuminga? That's the question right now on hand. Jonathan Kuminga right now being linked to the Washington Wizards in terms of being a trade target. Does it make sense to draft to trade for a guy like Jonathan Kuminga? I know the Wizards have the assets. Does it ultimately make sense, though, is the question. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Should the Washington Wizards be in on a trade for Jonathan Kuminga? That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Linnell Willingham sitting in for Grant and Danny here on the 4th of July, right here on the Fan. We're simulcasted on our sister station, the Team 980, as well. Coming up in about a half hour, the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, going to pay us a visit here on the program. We'll touch on a bunch of different things with our guy Doc, so make sure you keep it locked. Coming up top of the 5 o'clock hour to hear the DOC. Also, before we get out of here, our guy Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on NBA free agency and all of the rumors that are out there. NBA Summer League gets underway tomorrow. And one thing we were talking about briefly earlier is, like, well, what are our expectations for the Wizards when it comes to NBA Summer League? I think for a couple of different guys, there are certain things I want to see. Ben, I think you illustrated it perfectly. Like, for Bub Carrington, I want to see him get to the basket. I want to see him get to the free throw line, something that he struggled to do last year as a rookie. For Keyshawn George, I want to see him with the ball in his hands, initiating offense, being a playmaker. For Alex Czar, I want to see the continued evolution offensively. I want to see him get the ball off of the rim and push it in transition. for Trey Johnson, how do you fare against pros? Right? Like, his jumper is so textbook and so fundamentally sound that it's one of those situations where the shot looks the same every time. How does he fare, though, in this summer league setting? Are the lights going to be too bright for him? Same thing for him and Will Riley, the other first-round pick of the Washington Wizards. How will they fare in summer league is definitely something that I'm monitoring. But for Trey Johnson, I feel like, I said it when he was drafted, if you would have told me back on draft lottery night when we got hosed in the lottery and ended up dropping to the 6th overall pick, if you would have told me right then and there that the Wizards were still going to end up with Trey Johnson, I would tell you that you're crazy and you don't know what you're talking about. Look at what ended up happening here. Like, I am legitimately stunned for this franchise that it happened this way. Normally, right, as a Wizards fan, as a young Wizards fan at that, everything goes against us, right? Nothing works in our favor, it feels like. We're always, you know, on the bad end of bad news, on the receiving end of bad news. Not this time. Getting Trey Johnson at 6th overall, I think, is a huge steal. I got the chance to talk to his high school coach, Chad Myers, late last week, right after he was drafted, giving us the skinny on what we can expect from Trey Johnson. And the one thing you keep hearing about this young man, similarly to why, you know, Jaden Daniels has success, the work ethic. Before we talk about Jaden's arm strength, before we talk about ball placement, the work ethic is the first thing that's talked about. Before anyone mentioned Trey Johnson's ability to shoot the basketball, before anyone mentioned, you know, his ability to score at all three levels, they mentioned that he is a gym rat and he has that quote-unquote Mamba mentality. I think it's the reason he's going to be able to have success. But in summer league, like, yeah, come out and prove yourself. Last year, Alex Orr struggled during summer league, and that narrative followed him all the way through the first half of the season. People were skeptical about what he could be. If you're Trey Johnson, you want to get off to a good start. Will Riley out of Illinois, excited to see him as well. A kid that is not met a contested jumper he doesn't like. Really, really prolific playmaker and scorer. And the ability to get off shots at 6'8 is super impressive. He's lengthy. I think he's a guy that's going to do nothing but get stronger. Just super excited about what he is and what he can continue to be and grow into. I think the summer is going to be really big for him as well, talking about here in summer league. 1-800-636-1067. There was a Wizards item that we teased before the break that I want to get to right now. The Wizards are rumored to be interested in Jonathan Kuminga of the Golden State Warriors. And to me, if you're Washington, is Jonathan Kuminga a guy that makes sense for you right now, knowing what stage you're at in this rebuild? Like, does Jonathan Kuminga make sense here in our nation's capital? He's got tons of talent. He's still, and I gotta check here real quick before I start telling. He's 22. I know he was that young. So this is a guy that's 22 years of age. You add Jonathan Kuminga to your young core, and maybe this is something I'm sure you guys are kicking this around, Ben, on Locked On. You think about the Wizards' young core, you insert Jonathan Kuminga at 22 years of age. Is he your best youngin'?
He fits the timeline pretty well, I think, for the Wizards at this point. And I think he does instantly become their best young player on the roster. I mean, given the experience, he's been in the league now for a couple years. The one thing I look at...
4 years, bro. He's came in the league at 18 years old.
Yeah, it's crazy. One thing I look at with him,
wow,
and what determines if the Wizards are willing to make this move or not, is how they feel about Alex Saar positionally going forward. Do they believe that Saar can be the long-term option at the five?
Yeah.
Because given all the wing depth that they have right now, Kuminga probably slots in at the four, even though he's kind of small for a four. Yeah. This is kind of where he was playing at in Golden State. Saar would have to be your center at that point. I know there's the concerns with his strength and his aggressiveness. Like, he doesn't really fit the role
rebound
of being a true five. So it's going to depend how Dawkins, Travis Schlenk, and them, you know, view Alex Saar as a potential big going forward in D.C.
Yeah, I totally agree. For Kuminga, like, he didn't even have to necessarily be your four man. Like, he could be the three.
Like,
Jonathan Kuminga could easily slot to your small forward spot. What I'm curious about with Kuminga, I trust Steve Kerr. I think Steve Kerr is one of the greatest coaches of all time. His ability to manage egos, manage talent, put guys in proper position, the offensive sets that he draws up, him introducing pace and space or reinvigorating pace and space. Like, he is a basketball savant, is how I would ultimately put it. But for him to be in the doghouse the way he was talking about Kuminga, like, does it make you weary of why he's in the doghouse? Because think about it. Golden State needs him. You know how many DNPs he had this year and how many times he fell out of the rotation? Like, he for whatever reason, I don't know if it's a maturity thing, he's just 22 years of age. I can see this from Kuminga's perspective, though. Like, I know, according to folks out in the Bay Area, that he was frustrated with his role.
He wants to be a large contributor.
He can be. He's got the ability and the talent to do so.
He averaged 20 per game in the second round.
So, like, this is a guy that could go hoop. He fits the timeline, Ben. I definitely think he fits the timeline for sure. I am just curious to do a little bit more homework on Kuminga the person, and what makes him tick, and whether or not, you know, he can fit in this locker room. I would have to assume he can. Like, he's 22. Everyone in this locker room is young as hell and full of vibes. That's why I love this group. He fits the timeline. Does he fit the organization? The other thing he says, how much does it cost to acquire Jonathan Kuminga? That's the other question. 1-800-636-1067. The Wizards are rumored to be interested in Jonathan Kuminga of the Golden State Warriors. Is he a guy you would be okay trading for? If so, who are you willing to part ways with to acquire Jonathan Kuminga? 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. wants to chime in. What's up, Anthony? Happy 4th, my brother.
How you doing? You too. So let me ask you, what publication is providing this rumor?
The Athletic.
Because I haven't heard it.
The Athletic.
Oh, The Athletic.
Yeah.
Okay. My answer would be no, because one, you got to pay him, and two,
that is true.
Didn't we just draft a Jonathan Kuminga clone?
No,
pretty much. The Riley kid.
I wouldn't describe him as like, I think he's more skilled than Jonathan Kuminga is. Will Riley's like a big guard to me. Am I describing him right, Ben? I think he's more like a big guard, talking about Will Riley. But the point that you made, Anthony, is, go ahead.
Kuminga might have a bigger body, but
yeah, I see
I'm saying they would, in my opinion, they would serve the same function.
I think you bring in Kuminga for him to be your hub offensively. I think you would bring in Kuminga for him to be the guy. He would instantly be your best youngin that you got. I would take Kuminga over Bilal. I would take Kuminga over Alex Saar. I would take Kuminga over – it's too early to say Trey Johnson because we just haven't seen him yet. But, like, he would be the best young Wizard if they were to acquire him. He's a freak show, man.
Athletically, he has all the talent in the world.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, in Steve Kerr's eyes, he hasn't been able to put it together. So, who are you going to trust?
Do you trust the Wizards more or Steve Kerr? Yeah, that's true.
I'm trusting to Steve Kerr.
Yeah, I hear that.
So,
and that's kind of, if you were listening, Anthony, like, that's kind of my hold up with him is, like, I wonder why he was in the doghouse as much as he was. Especially when you consider, like, it's not like Golden State was, you know, running through the Western Conference. Like, they struggled at times this year, and they didn't think to go to him as a solution.
And it's the same thing with the other guy. I can't remember his name. The other young guy that can't get off the bench.
In Golden State, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Talking about Moses Moody.
Moody.
Moses Moody, Moody yeah. yeah.
Same thing with him. So something is not right with that situation. I don't think it's just a situation of Steve Kerr not wanting to play young players because he played Jordan Poole.
Right, exactly.
So,
and then when you think about the role that Kuminga was going to serve on that team, like, they needed a Jonathan Kuminga at times, and he couldn't get it together. I think him and Steve butted heads behind the scenes in some of the vendetta that Kerr has against him is personal. Whether that's fair or not is a whole nother convo. I know you're tapped into the Wizards more than the average Joe is. I'd trade Bilal for him. If it only costs me Bilal, like, I'm really high on Jonathan Kuminga. I think Kuminga, given the runway, is like a 25-point-per-game scorer type of cat, man. He could put the ball in the hole, point blank. You think about the lack of minutes that he got last year. Jonathan Kuminga last year in Golden State, throughout the regular season, is only playing like 25 minutes a night, and he's dropping 15. He played 24 minutes tonight last year during the regular season and scored 15 points a game. He could flat out score, and he's somebody that I'd be interested in for sure. Anthony, appreciate you as always, man. Hope you have a good rest of your fourth. Ben, we might have to talk about this. You might have to bring me all locked on tonight, brother. I'm cooking up trades live on the air. Now, Bilal is probably too rich.
I got you to Sunday. Sunday.
There we go. But Bilal is probably – I hyperbolized it with Bilal. I don't think they should go that route. But, like, I do it. Like, if it was a one-for-one, I'd do it. The difficult part is, and this is what Anthony laid out, and, Ben, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. You got to pay Kuminga at some point. I'm about to look up his contract. I don't know when he is.
He's a restricted free agent.
This year? This summer?
Like, right now. That's why right now it'd be a sign-and-trade deal.
Yeah, I think – oof. I wonder how much money – Kuminga is going to garner out there on the market.
I'd presume.
Four for a hundred type of deal?
I'd presume he gets paid a pretty penny. Not like anything ridiculous, but like a substantial contract.
Yeah. Because
he has like already proven himself as a really talented player in this league. Like he can score the basketball with the best of them.
I agree, and I think he's 22. He's got to become more mature and get more locked in. But, like, he can flat out play, man. It's hard for me to be all in on him because it's like, well, what the hell? Why does Steve Kerr not want him? Why does Golden State not want to pay him? I think that's what it is for the Warriors. I don't think they don't want him. I just think their timeline right now doesn't fit his. If that makes sense. It's going to be interesting to continue to toss this around. This is according to Anthony Slater of The Athletic. The Wizards entered the mix for Jonathan Kuminga in the past 24 hours. Other teams interested include Miami, Chicago, Milwaukee, and Brooklyn. They all have varying levels of interest in Jonathan Kuminga. Should it be a move that the Wizards pull the trigger on? 1-800-636-1067 is number if you want to chime in on that. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Should the Washington Wizards be in on Golden State Warriors forward Jonathan Kuminga? We'll continue to discuss that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud. with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. Right here on Grant and Danny, Linnell Willingham sitting in for G&D here on the 4th of July. The fellas back with you on Monday. Happy 4th of July out there to all of you who celebrate. Have a safe, happy 4th of July weekend. Don't get too hammered. If you do, make sure you stay indoors and call an Uber. So one thing I do always, you know, and maybe this is just me getting older and worrying about different things as I get older in age and become more responsible. I'm supposed to get more responsible. I don't know if I am. Just always worry about, you know, that youngin' out there, male, female, other, that chooses to, like, drink and drive. And something that, you know, if you're out there listening right now and you needed a reminder and you're thinking about getting behind the wheel of a car tonight while intoxicated, just drop the $15 to buy the Uber. Honestly, man, there's so many lives that are, you know, senselessly lost during holiday season, especially this holiday season. It's warm outside, people feeling good, it's summer. Just drink responsibly is my message. YIC approved. 1-800-636-1067. We'll get back to the hoop. Top of the 5 o'clock hour, we're supposed to be joined by our pal, the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, scheduled to join us. Top of the 5 o'clock hour, still efforting to get in contact. I was talking to Doc earlier this morning. He was pulling weeds. Doc's always working. Top. I know you know that.
I know, man.
He is just, first of all, he's as competitive as all outdoors. I don't know if, like, the listening audience understands that. When you are competitive enough to lock in and make the National Football League, you're wired just a little bit differently. And I think you could definitely say that about Doc Walker. I know what I'm not going to ask, Doc. Should the Wizards trade for Jonathan Kuminga? I'm going to ask you that, though, at 1-800-636-1067. Does it make sense for the Wizards to trade for Jonathan Kuminga? I say yes, but I want to chew on now. What does a Jonathan Kuminga trade look like for the Washington Wizards? I reported a couple of days leading up to the draft that the Wizards were confident internally with the assets that they had in terms of the tradable pieces that they had to go get a player that they wanted if one fell to them in the draft. I also reported that, you know, there was some pretty significant interest from them in trading up from 18 if a guy fell. Obviously, they traded back from 18 and ended up with Will Riley, but the reporting is the reporting. It still remains true, though. They feel like you don't hear their name getting floated around if they didn't feel like they had the assets to do it. The question is, if you're Golden State, can the Wizards provide you the most enticing offer possible? Now, I got to double check this. I believe the Wizards have Golden State's 2030 pick, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it's from the pool trade.
So it's from the pool trade. They do have Golden State's 2030 pick. This is the reason why the Wizards would want to get involved. It would, if the Warriors could get that pick back, it would unlock the rest of their draft picks and allow them to put a LeBron James trade together. You pick up what I'm putting down, Ben?
Oh, they wow. Need, you got LeBron involved in this, too.
Yeah, somehow we tied the king into it. But, like, they need as many of their first-round picks tradable as possible because they're in a spot right now, and you saw it at the deadline. Steph Curry is still in his prime and playing at the top of his game. But for how much longer is the question that kind of faces this group right now? For how much longer is he going to be at the top of his game? And if you're Golden State, like, your mentality right now is, well, how can we field the best roster possible year in, year out to give us a chance to compete for an NBA title with Steph? Unlocking your draft capital and allowing you to go put a trade together would do that. Think about this. Like, if they were able to unlock their picks, a Giannis trade now becomes possible, a LeBron trade now becomes possible. I know they've been trying to get in on Lauri Markkanen. That may now become a reality. But from the Wizards' perspective of this, would you be in on them trading for Jonathan Kuminga? I would be in on it. It just depends on what they give up. I would say that the only untouchables to me in a Jonathan Kuminga deal right now is are Trey Johnson, Alex Saar. Trey Johnson and Alex Saar will probably be like my only untouchables in a Kuminga deal right now. You could get me to move off of Bilal to get Kuminga. It would have to probably be like a straight-up deal. But, like, I think Kuminga can have the same impact defensively that Bilal has. And I think Kuminga's got a much higher ceiling offensively. Corey Kispert is a name that keeps getting brought up. It's like, oh, let's just trade Kispert. Let's just trade Kispert. I think Kispert would fit beautifully in Golden State because he could shoot the hell out of the basketball. The only thing about him at Golden State is he can't guard anybody. Like, that's Corey Kispert's problem. The one thing that I know Will Dawkins and Travis Schlenk and company aren't going to do, they're not going to draft any one-dimensional players. I think the days of drafting a one-dimensional player are over, especially in the first round with a lottery pick. You can't draft a guy that's just a one-way dude. He got to give you something on the other end, or at least have potential to be good on the other end. It's why I have kind of – I'm in favor of the Trey Johnson pick. I think he's going to straight up get buckets. But I am, you know, curious to see how long it takes him to progress on the defensive end of the floor. Because if he can't guard, you ain't going to play. And, Ben, I don't know if you heard me say it. Like, his locker would be right next to Marcus Smart's. Right next to Marcus Smart's. I saw this, too, on social media. Marcus Smart potentially would be in a Jonathan Kuminga trade. In terms of, like, salary matching. He's a guy who you can match salary with in a Kuminga deal. But I do it. And the only untouchables, I would say, are Alex Saar and Trey Johnson. I guess we'll throw Will Riley in there as well because he's a recent first. But, like, those would really be my only untouchables in a Jonathan Kuminga trade. I think he fits the timeline as we've been alluding to. I think he's got a ton of upside. And he instantly comes in here and is your best young player. Do you guys take that for granted as Wizards fans? Do you understand that? Do you believe me when I say that? Or do you think it's just an opinion? Like, that's how I view it. Jonathan Kuminga comes in here and to me is the best youngin' that the Wizards have. That would be crazy not to be entertaining or trying to field trades for him. That's what they should do. That should be the mentality. 110%. What is too much, though, for a Jonathan Kuminga deal? Is there somebody that shouldn't be on the table? Ben, is there anyone for you that would be considered untouchable in a Jonathan Kuminga deal?
Let me ponder for a second.
Because honestly,
Trey Johnson, because he hasn't played yet.
So that would be it. So you'd be willing to move. You'd be willing to move Big Eiffel?
No, I'm just kidding when I say that. Yeah, I wouldn't give up Saar right now. He's a former number two pick. They need him at that position if they can develop him to play big. But yeah, probably just those two. I think everyone else right now could be subject to a trade.
It's tough. I know it's not fun to talk about trading guys because we here in this town more than any other, I feel like, grow personal affections toward players, and we act like they're family members and not just basketball players. I wonder, like, would you move off of Justin Champagne?
Yes.
Because I would think, like, when we're talking about some of the Wizards' best assets, Justin Champagne is considered that.
I would 100% move him.
When you think about his contract and what he brings to the table, Justin Champagne is 100% one of the Wizards' best assets.
Think about this trade. Does him and Kispert and then that 2030 first-round pick that we have that's Golden State's, I feel like that gets it done.
Maybe. I know that, like, Justin Champagne would fit like a glove in Golden State. He defends, he rebounds, and he can shoot the hell out of the three. Like, he fits in there perfectly. He's got a toughness about him. I just think he fits what they're trying to do, and he fits the brand of basketball that they're trying to play. Last year, on 3 3-point attempts per game, he shot 38%. It was a career high. Felt like every time Justin Champagne lined it up from three, it was splash. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a fan of his. I think his contract, in terms of what he provides, is one of the best in the NBA. Would Justin Champagne, Corey Kispert, and a 2031st, would that get it done for Jonathan Kuminga? We'll see. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Top of the 6 o'clock hour, Gary Washburn, longtime NBA reporter and insider for the Boston Globe, going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on NBA free agency. When we come back, though, we're going to call this the adult mix. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, joins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.